Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel remains warm and sunny, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze, while Eilat stays dry and hot. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that the IDF has killed the commander of Hamas's Khan Yunis Brigade in a southern Gaza airstrike earlier this hour. Also, the defense minister sent a warning to Iran, stating that severe strikes are yet to come. This is according to Mariv from Just In. Also this hour, Walla has released new footage showing the destruction of underground infrastructure in southern Lebanon by the IDF, using over 10 tons of explosives. Separately, JNS reports from earlier today that the IDF has dismantled a Hezbollah tunnel network aiming to secure the northern border. And finally, I-24 News notes that the U.S. has imposed new sanctions on Hezbollah and Iranian proxy networks, following missile strikes on 2 ships in the Strait of Hormuz. Here's what people are saying online. Hananya Naftali, an Israeli activist, posted an hour ago noting a Hezbollah stronghold's destruction, warning of Iran's threats as the Jewish New Year approaches. Eitan Fishberger, a commentator, criticized Yuval Avraham for allegedly misrepresenting casualty figures in Gaza, posting earlier today. Hillel Fuld, a tech entrepreneur, questioned who will address the Houthi threat, urging decisive action in a post from earlier today. Now for more on those stories, starting with the southern Gaza airstrike. According to the Times of Israel, the IDF targeted Mohammed Abdul Salam al-Yazouri, known as Abu al-Haytham. He was responsible for advancing numerous attacks on troops and rebuilding brigade capabilities. This strike underscores Israel's ongoing campaign to eliminate key militant figures in Gaza. Turning to the defense minister's message to Iran, in a statement ahead of the new year, the minister emphasized that any aggression from Iran will face strong retaliation. Mariv reports this warning aims to deter potential threats from Tehran as tensions remain high. Israel's stance highlights its readiness to protect its sovereignty. Meanwhile, new footage from Walla reveals the extent of the IDF's operation in southern Lebanon. The destruction of over 2 kilometers of underground infrastructure marks a significant blow to Hezbollah's capabilities. This development could alter the dynamics of security in the region, impacting future military engagements. Separately, JNS details the IDF's efforts to secure the northern border by dismantling Hezbollah tunnel networks. The move is part of a broader strategy to protect communities in northern Israel from potential threats. Maintaining a security zone within Lebanon remains crucial for Israel's defense strategy. And finally, I-24 News highlights the U.S.'s new sanctions on Hezbollah and proxy networks following attacks in the Strait of Hormuz. This action reflects ongoing international efforts to curb Iranian influence in the region. The sanctions may affect diplomatic relations and economic conditions in the Middle East. On the economic front, first, Ktech reports that Novi Security's use of AI is transforming the field. According to Omri Inbar, the technology can turn a single researcher into a more powerful team, enhancing global cyber defense capabilities. Separately, Globes notes that the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange has outperformed other markets in the Jewish year just ending. The Tel Aviv 35 index rose by 40.5%, significantly surpassing the S&P 500's 16% increase. And finally, from Walla Business, oil prices have surged above $10 a barrel for the first time since July. This follows the destruction of Iranian tankers and attacks in Saudi Arabia, affecting global energy markets. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 3 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.